Tea Party wave arrives at the wrong capital. Stay tuned for UnNews. January 2011, Olympia, Washington. 100 new U.S. legislators, representing a net gain of 63 in the House and 6 in the Senate, have arrived at the Capitol in Washington, the state of Washington, raising the possibility that there will not be enough Republicans to take over the federal House of Reprehensibles when it begins work this week in D.C. The wave of young Solons, supported by the Tea Party movement, arrived in Olympia by bus and airplane last night and this morning, seemingly unaware that it is a state capital rather than the national one. At the polls last November, American voters were weary of the large bills passed by and spent by more experienced lawmakers and accepted the newcomers' promise that they would learn the ropes of governance as they went along. But the Washington State Legislature was in session when they arrived and was not disposed to give the out-of-staters any role in the proceedings. Marco Rubio, the senator-elect from Florida, campaigned on a total repeal of President Obama's health care reform, but was disappointed to find that the subject was nowhere on the agenda in Olympia. He said, quote, "I presume the bill is originating over in the House," unquote. Frank Ginta, the newly elected Republican congressman from New Hampshire, said, quote, "I was kind of embarrassed. I campaigned on spending cuts and deficit reductions, but now they tell me the budget is already balanced. I plan to confer with Speaker John Boehner on our initial agenda. I haven't run into him yet," unquote. Several of the new Republican legislators promised to shift their attention to more mundane matters, such as internment camps for homosexuals, right after tackling the complete lack of office space for them here in the state capitol. On the other coast, an elated Nancy Pelosi, who now looks to remain Speaker of the Federal House despite the November election, clapped her hands and said, quote, "I have many more bills that we can pass now so the American people can find out what's in them." This has been UnNews, a service of Uncyclopedia. Straight talk from straight faces. My name is Spike. No, seriously.